Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Thanks for listening to Around the House, the Eric G. Radio Show. This is the podcast of the second half of the show. Now, we have so much to talk about, from a new product that's called WeBoost that'll help your cell phone coverage and fix that inside your home, no matter what room you're in. And then we're going to talk about, birds, squirrels, those outdoor rodents that are trying to get into your house, what can help with those. And then we're going to talk a little bit about home automation and painting, about my segment last week with Miller Paint, and of course, Baldwin Hardware. All that and more coming up. Let me quit talking and get to the show. Let's head out.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta be on the radio.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. We're here to help you today. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
Well, we've been talking here, if you just missed the first hour of the show, we were talking interior design, kitchen and bath design, kind of your tips and tricks, whether you're doing that DIY project or if you're hiring that contractor. So make sure you hit the podcast. Easiest way to do that, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and you can grab it right there. And that is always the quickest place to get the podcast. Because if you go in on Saturday afternoon, you grab the show after the show is aired on the radio, the problem is it might take, you know, Apple Music 2 hours to load up. We'll give it to them, but sometimes it takes...
The population time is...
Yeah, it takes them a while to process it, so it could take that, Google, Spotify, anywhere else. It could take some time for that to happen. So if you want it quick, just go to aroundthehouseonline.com.
And that's really our home base. I mean, you're going to find the number to call in, which is 971-233-8992. We've got our About Us page. You have your More Good Day Oregon segments. We've got the shop, which is our store, which is awesome. All sorts of stuff over there.
Contact us.
Yep.
That's where you write that email if you want to do it that way.
Some blogs from time to time.
Yeah, we got some stories up there, a lot of different stuff. And if you're traveling around, you want to see what radio station you catch us on, you can go over to that More section on the right and grab it there too. Lots of different stuff on there. Well, we want to talk a little bit about, during this hour here, I've been trying out some new equipment around here.
Okay. Like tools or?
Electronics.
Okay.
So how many people out there, and raise your hand because I can see all of you in your car. I can see everywhere out there. How many people out there, you're out in front of your house, maybe on the front, you got 4 bars in your cell phone. You're doing awesome. Maybe it's 3. Get inside the house. It's 1.
Maybe two.
And now you're kind of depending on the Wi-Fi calling thing to work. And that can be sketchy at times. It's not always perfect. Especially when you get the kids running the downloads and Netflix and online video games, yeah, all that stuff. You know, it's not that dependable. So I tried out a new toy that I'm going to do a segment on here one of these days. And I'm just playing with it right now. And it's super fun. It is called WeBoost.
Okay. Is it a Wi-Fi booster?
Exactly. Hey, okay. I got to catch the train. Here's the thing with this. These guys are great. And they sent one out for me to play with just to try it out and test with. So what it is there's an antenna that goes out, that little kind of white diamond shape antenna. Doesn't look bad. Doesn't look like, you know, you can tell it's one of those new age kind of, you know, trapezoidal antennas up there that goes in the roof. Not much more attractive than even what a satellite dish would look like. So, you know, it's small. You know, it goes up on the roof and it comes down and mounts inside, and there's a coax cable that comes down, and there is an interior antenna that looks really cool. And then there is a little amplifier. So what it does is it goes up and grabs that signal up there from all the different cell phone towers that are going over, and it takes it down, puts it in your house, and then rebroadcasts it basically. So now inside my house, I got 5 bars, which is cool. And that was really helpful last week when my internet was down and I needed to tether my cell phone
in order to connect to the internet.
That way I could get our little daily special up. So that helped really good because when the internet was down, I still had boosted cell phone service. So I could get my full download speeds out of that when I was tethering into that. So that helped out. It was the next day that happened. And it worked out really well. Now, they make these for your car. They make them for everything else. But this was kind of the all, you know, it was the, in our area here, the people that are contracted to install it are the Dish Network people. So I had a Dish truck out in front of my house. And they were installing that in here a couple hours out the door, and we're good as gold now. So now I've got full cell phone signals. So it's working pretty good. I'm impressed.
Easy process and everything as far as like having them in to install and all that.
Yeah, how they did it, I thought it was kind of cool, is you order it, they send you the box, which is, you know, just a little square 12-inch box basically. And you open the top of it up and there's some instructions there, but it says, don't do anything else. Call this number, give this code. Oh. So you call the number, give them the code, or you can jump online and do it, and they set you up with an appointment.
Okay.
So that's the WeBoost installed program, and it's really cool. I was impressed with that part of it. That was kind of – the install part was really easy getting that to do it. Can you get a DIY kit and stuff? Yeah. I'll be honest, that is probably not the best DIY program for that.
I mean, well, you also see these – quite often, these boosters for either Wi-Fi or cell service mm-hmm. or anything. What makes this one more special than the stuff we've seen over the past decade?
This is not your typical one that you spend a few hundred bucks for and plug into your outlet and it just does it. Mm-hmm. This takes a signal outside. It's a much more
concentrated,
high-end, commercial-esque kind of thing. See, we're out in the garage today. Can you tell? Got the garage
this
door
train
open.
Train is bugging me right this, now.
I know. The producer over here is dealing with the train in the background. That's what makes this real. It's kind of like, you know, when you got the dog. Oh, man, who's barbecuing? That's even worse. Man. You got the train and the barbecue. Anyway, it's one of those things that with the outdoor realism here that we've got with the outdoor
Which
studio.
Which we like.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. But that barbecue's killing me. Anyway, so here's the thing. When you're doing this, you've got to be able to have the right equipment to really do this right. I watched the installer. He's standing out there with a signal thing, and he knows which direction is the most concentrated cell phone signal for your carrier of where that tower is. So now they're going to take that. They've got this little handheld thing, and they could see, okay, your tower that you want to grab is in northeast because you're with Verizon or T-Mobile or whatever. Right. And you point it to that direction, that's going to give you the strongest signal. So you don't really have those things for a self-install. And then you've got to get that down there. And then once you get that all hooked up, they need to go back out there and get that kind of fine-tuned and dialed in because you have these multi-bars things down there. And that's fairly complex. So for this, you know, complex system, unless you're a techie, I wouldn't tackle it. I mean, you better have a really good electronics understanding to do this. Because there's a lot to it. So it's great program, though. I like it.
All right. Now the big question.
Yep.
Is this going to run the consumer?
You know, that one there, you're a little north of $1,000 on that.
Okay.
I think it's $1,195, and now I'm going to have to go on and look and
see
on that.
I hate to blindside you with that. If you're really having an issue with this is, I mean, and you're in a home that you're planning on being in for a while, this could be a good investment
$1,199, I was pretty close.
Wow, you're within $4.
Yeah. Not bad for a hip shot there. You know, and so that's the WeBoost installed. They do have the complete, and that's cool. They have a smaller one that's designed to do like two or three rooms.
Okay.
That if you got the DIY
got the
kit.
Smaller scale.
Yeah.
One. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the strongest one, no. But it's good, but that's $549. If you want to do like one room, it's $399. So, you know what I mean? There's different options there and those two are installed, but I'll be honest, do the installed one.
Yeah.
That's just a smarter way to go with this. A little bit more money, but, you get a lot more value out of it. I mean,
and you make sure it's running right.
Yeah. And I mean, you're not going to, it's a multi-room booster there for that, but I definitely want to have it doing all of it for that. So that's one of those. And, you know, it's kind of fun. And it was kind of crazy this last week because I had, if you were watching on, you know, before early on last, you know, actually it would be early last week. It was, geez, time flies. But I was having some serious internet issues, you know, and it kind of all played out on Facebook, but it worked out really well. And so now, coming up here in the next few weeks, I'm going to actually bring on Xfinity, and we're going to talk with some of their experts on some really smart home stuff. Like, you know, we all have been, this was a discussion I had with them last week, is we've all ended up being our own tech support. Oh, my router's not working. I better call the 1-800 number. The 866 number. You're now trying to set things up in your home that you don't really fully understand. Like, where do I put the router at? Okay, you got three or four places you can plug that in. Where's the best location for that?
Mm-hmm.
Should I get should I run coax cable to my TV? What internet speed should I get? Am I working from home a lot? So we're going to kind of tackle. Yeah, what do you need? We're going to tackle some of those things and really kind of get into that a little bit, because those are things that can really help us when we're all being tech support. And there's some myths out there. Nobody really has gone, as a general homeowner, has really spent time trying to figure this stuff out. I know a dozen people that probably know 10 times more than I do on it. But we just want to kind of get into that stuff where you're really getting into that basic knowledge. So the next time you have to go do something, you've got a little bit better knowledge to be a little more prepared for that situation.
Well, and that's why we're bringing in the experts. And it really, like we were saying, it depends. Do you have, a child who's online video gaming or streaming, Twitch streaming? That can take up your bandwidth. Do you need? And it all kind of depends on, you got to talk to the experts.
Are you streaming 4K in three different rooms? I mean, what are you doing?
Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah. Or like I do, I've got Xfinity in the house, and I've got, I didn't run coax cable into those, so I'm using the streaming.
The wireless.
It's like a streaming box, because I haven't replaced my TVs yet. So it's one of those things that it's a wireless TV system at that point, because they don't have the newer TVs yet that have the app that I can do that with. And so they work just like any other coax, but they're super slick, so I don't have to run cable around everywhere. Save me a ton of time. So these are all things that you need to take into account. That's why last weekend I brought in Cat 5 cable over to my computer here in the office outside, because I wanted to make sure that I had super fast gigabit speed, which I do out here now. So that really helps it. And these are little things that we can just continue to talk about. I wanted to hit home technology in a couple different areas and get that. When we come back, I really want to talk about a little bit more. We're going to talk about birds and squirrels next, because that's a big one. And then we'll dive into some more home technology just as soon as we return. With a fancy car and expensive clothing, you can buy me a drink. I can get you a Jennifer Lopez, and I can buy you a ring that's bigger than Kobe's. No time for this, stories of mine. Don't take the call.
What's up? This is Dick
and Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to Around the House on Eric G. This is your home improvement source every single weekend. Thanks for joining us today. We've been having a lot of fun here in the studio. I'm Eric G.
And I'm Dane Vauder. Happy June, everybody.
Yeah, no kidding. I can't believe we're already into June. And geez, it feels like that March is still just kind of continuing on in an ugly kind of way.
Yeah, let's just say the spring season was one that I'd soon like to move on from.
Yeah. I want my 90-day trial. It's just not working out for me. Can I get my 2020 back? Yeah. I'm going to cancel that subscription. I want my money back. Well, we've been talking home technology, but now I want to kind of go off on a side note here, because you brought this up as something and it's really kind of important out there. It's one of those things that really, when I look at stuff, I've been battling this. And what kind of brought it up to me in my head was my somewhat controversial squirrel video I posted up last week.
I mean, okay, I wouldn't call it controversial personally, but The guy went out of his way to make sure no one was hurt or no animals were hurt. And the animals obviously kept coming back, and it wasn't just because they were hungry.
They were having a good time. Yeah. So what this was, if you didn't catch it on our social media, which is Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, if you look up there, and by the way, if you want to get in on sharing projects, head over to Around the House Nation. That is our closed group where we post up. It's just our own little insiders club for right now that we share stuff up, and that's really where you start showing up. Wow, this is what I'm working on. And it's kind of our guaranteed safe space where we keep everybody, and everybody polices themselves so well. It's just a bunch of good people in there, and you've got a ton of experts. So don't miss that Around the House Nation closed group. As long as you're a real person, ask. We'll let you in. We'll have a good time.
Well, and I mean, if you're having troubles deciding between certain things, or you want to know what people's take are on a new product or anything like that, that's a perfect place to go up and be like, hey, guys, you know, hey, what's the story on this?
Where do I go from here? And you got a group session going on, so it's really cool that way. Well, I wanted to talk about this video that we posted up, and this guy created this, I don't know, it was like a ninja warrior for squirrels.
Yes.
And he did a really good job, and I did catch some hell from a few people, but that's okay. I mean, I knew posting it up that it was going to – I wasn't going to have 100% approval rate on this one. I knew that I was going to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to offend person A, person D, and person E, but, you know, sometimes you just got to do that. But I thought it was creative.
Absolutely.
And nothing got hurt. No animals were injured, and quite frankly – when they got thrown off the obstacle course, they got back up and wanted to do it again.
And the guy goes into the science behind this of they immediately know how to react. I mean, I've seen squirrels fall out of trees.
Yeah.
And they're fine. They get back up and they run away. This was maybe, 4 or 5 feet off the ground?
Yeah, exactly.
They're fine.
They're fine. So anyway, it did prove something that was kind of interesting, though. In that video on his slow-mo cam, he had a squirrel that was jumping 12, 13, 14 feet.
On its own, from its legs.
From its legs, stopped.
So this isn't to a lower platform. This is to an even platform.
Even platform. So if you think about that, how far you need to have those branches,
away from the
trees,
roof.
From ever on the roof, so you don't have those squirrels jumping off and getting in your attic space, into your chimney. You don't need them up there creating nests. So you need to have stuff well away from those, that roof, the eaves, everything else. So think about that while you're doing your spring trimming and stuff around. Make sure that you're away from that, because those squirrels can make a heck of a mess in an attic. And that was kind of my takeaway from the video. I was watching that. I was like, oh, snap. They can jump. I mean, I've seen them jump tree to tree, no problem. But I just didn't really do the math where it was a kind of more of a measurable thing. I was like, oh, that's far. Okay, good to know. Yeah. Good to know. That's one of those. And so when you get into that, let's talk about some of these other kind of non-traditional rodents, let's call them. We have a massive amount of woodpeckers around here.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get the ladder out, get back on it, because I've got repairs to make for woodpeckers. Now, there's a couple things you can do with them. One, you know, that they're really going for, when they're digging into something, they're looking for bugs that are in the wood. So you've got probably a piece of wood that they're sensing is rotten to begin with. So I've got two different corner boards on my trim out there, that's cedar, that they're hammering into. And you can tell they've been doing it for a while. So I need to get that swapped out. One of the things you can do that's fairly, you know, not really intrusive to them, is you can put those plastic owls up. My neighbor's got them up. For these birds here, they've done it well. They've come over to my house instead of my neighbors. So we'll be doing something there. The other thing I've seen people do is streamers, like those little, they're almost like the Mylar balloons, but there's those Mylar streamers that you see. I've seen people put those up. It gets a flash, and the birds don't like that, so they tend to go away. Other things I've done in the past is I've mixed in cayenne pepper with my paint.
Yeah, I imagine they don't like that too much.
Not as much, you know, because that's going to get in there. But I've had mixed results with that in the past. But, you know, really, when they just start doing it, I just go out there and shoo them away, and it usually works really good. But again, it's one of those things that they're going to do damage to your home that you need to be careful with.
But they're also a warning flag. They're telling you that something is wrong and that you might want to replace some wood out there.
Maybe, but then I've had them sit there on a metal vent outside ding, too. Ding, and ding, 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 ding. It's just, oh, come on, man. Be a little bit smarter for me, please.
Well, and I have a family member who, they, like, for example, they've got a bird that's nesting on top of their porch light.
Oh.
Well, and so now they're basically resorting, instead of, you know, trying to move the nest or any other possible solutions, mm-hmm. they're just going to not use their porch light anymore.
They're just going to wait it out.
Which, okay. I mean, I get that's fine, because I'm also looking at that. That's a fire hazard, I would imagine.
Can be. Yeah. I mean, if you've got an LED bulb in there, there's not enough heat, yeah. so you're good. You know, if you've got a regular incandescent bulb, heck yeah, it is. That could be its own fire hazard. But the other thing is that if you're getting droppings and stuff down, that you've got stuff in there that... that can damage that light too, or damage the finish. So there's a couple things with that. And there are other birds too. You get those sparrows and stuff that can really start to create some damage as well. So you got to be really careful with that. All right. We got so much more just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G.
Raise your fist, make your stand.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is your home improvement source every single weekend and all week long if you catch the podcast. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
We've been talking about kind of animals here, and not just the ones that are partying in your backyard this weekend. But I'm talking about, you know, birds and squirrels and those kind of things around. And we're not going to spend too much time on this, but Gene just brought up a good question here. And what happens when you got them? Do you move them?
Do you leave them?
Do you leave them? I'll be honest. Yeah. I almost say if you've let it go where they've built the nest and there's clearly, you know, a family up in there, you're kind of stuck leaving it.
Yeah.
You know, eventually they're going to get moved out of there, and that's the time to move it again. But, you know, if it's early and they're starting to build a nest, good time to just kind of scoot them on out of there, and they'll figure it out. That's when I go, oh, no, you're not doing that here.
No, no, but you got to catch it, really.
You got to catch it early. If not, you're stuck.
They're going to be territorial.
Well, they're going to be territorial, and, you know, I'm not going to condone going out and busting up, you know, bird eggs and stuff. But
no, but even if you're just trying to carefully move the nest and put it into a tree, they're going to not be happy about
it. They're not going to be happy about it, and they could just abandon the nest, and we've seen that, too.
We don't want
just
that.
Go, nobody wants to do that. So, yeah, just be careful with that. You know, use good judgment. When in doubt, if it's something that's important and it's getting to be a problem, get a hold of your local Audubon Society or something like that, and they could sure direct you on the right things, because, you know, you could have some endangered bird or something out there where maybe you might even want to go to, maybe I'm just going to go into the house or the garage for a few weeks. So just use good judgment on that, and that's a good one. Well, I want to talk about, I had a win this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, so... my refrigerator, we're waiting until we get this kitchen done, and because of the climate out there, my kitchen remodel is on pause right now.
Is this your 40-year-old fridge that you've told me about that's been handed down and moved around?
No. Oh, okay, this is my about 5-year-old fridge that I got from a job site that a client had that they decided to get another one and they were gonna get rid of it. And I'm like, oh, that's a beautiful Whirlpool gold stainless high-end Whirlpool refrigerator that's, you know, cabinet depth. It's probably 4 or 5 years old now. So got this off a job site a few years ago. Well, problem was is that I went to go plug in the ice maker and stuff on it, hooked the water up, got it going. Water came out of the door. Water wasn't great tasting. Put a new filter in it. Water still wasn't good tasting. And then it wouldn't make ice. Okay. It was putting error codes out on it. And so there's a little light on the side that gives you an error code. And I'm like, man. So I called an appliance guy and said, hey, you know, need to get this fixed. I've been dealing with it for a while. Just was like, okay, it's on the radar now. Now that we're kind of getting things opened up a little more, I'll call them and get them out here. He's like, well, check this, this, and this. He was super cool about it. But I started doing the math going, wait a minute. That little computer board's $279. Now I'm going to have a $100 service call. Another probably half hour him working on it. This is going to get to be a $500 repair on a fridge that's starting to borderline not $500 because it's
5 years old.
5 years old. You know, it was probably a $2,500 refrigerator to start with. But, yeah, you're in the south of $1,000. So now I'm like, whew, this is going to be expensive for the value of it. I don't like spending that kind of money on it. Well, I went over to the Whirlpool site and looked at their parts on there and went, wow, yeah, that is from one of the major suppliers out there. That's $279. Wow. And I had this little thing. I wonder if anybody's making some off-brand for that. It's always a little, you
know. It's not too often that I hear you go looking for off-brand items.
Yeah. So I looked around, and on Amazon, they had one on there.
Okay.
It was $25.
That kind of worries me.
It does. But here was the funny part of that. I ordered that board, came in the next day. You put them right next to each other. Same manufacturer.
Okay. And it's not like they're hiding. It's not like with fixtures where you can hide the inside. So it's,
I can look at everything right there.
Huh, that's surprising. It's typically not the case.
Same everything, same quality. It was two computer boards. They snapped into the stock connector. They fit in exactly how they needed to. It was probably a 10-minute job and six Phillips screws.
Yeah, you weren't kidding at the beginning of the segment where you said you had a win this week. I would call that a win.
That's a win.
That's a rare win, I
it
would
is.
Say.
And that basically look like is that there's a company out there building refrigerator repair parts, and by the time enough people touch it, it's gotten marked up enough that these guys are like, well, let's sell a few of those ourselves. And they're selling them out someplace else. So worked beautifully. The ice maker instantly started making ice. And solved the problem.
Water so, tastes good, all that?
Yeah, no problem.
I didn't know if maybe it was the lines in the fridge or something.
Here's
like that.
What it was, and I realized what it was. I had the line come into the back of that thing, which was with the refrigerator. I didn't think much about it, but it looked like the previous owner had put on a dishwasher line.
Oh, for
the same
that.
Size, okay. Fits on there really good. Problem is those dishwasher ones have that garden hose taste to them.
Yeah.
Now, I am going to change the valve out that's behind the refrigerator here next time I turn the water off, because there is a little bit of taste that comes through on that I get from time to time, because the rubber seat in this valve. Yeah, you're drinking some.
I was
going
to say, I'm drinking some of the water right now. So I was like, probably just slightly, just a little bit of that garden hose taste to it.
And so what it is that the rubber seat in there, I think, is degrading in this 70s valve. And now I'm starting to get some of that taste through there.
Yeah,
so it's
breakdown.
Like breakdown of that. So what I'm going to do is when I put the new valve in here, next time I have the water off, I'll just get in there and change that out. And we're good to go, and I'll be fine. But that was my win for the week, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I would say, what's that, like a 90% discount, basically?
Yeah, that worked out. That worked out. And so, you know, ended up canceling the service guy and
did it yourself.
Did it myself. And so don't be afraid to tackle some of these things out there. There are some wonderful resources for DIY appliance repairs. It's not that hard. Now, if you're not handy, don't worry about it. But there are videos. You can go on to some of these major manufacturers. And when you do that, they have videos for off your model number. So you can go on there, put on your model number in there. It'll come up and it'll give all the parts list. And it'll even tell you how to troubleshoot it. It's impressive.
I mean, I don't know. For me, as again, I'm not fully experienced in DIY and all that.
Yeah.
But to see something that's 10% of cost of where I'm going to find it, that's immediately a red flag for me. I mean,
should be.
That's too cheap.
It should be. I just got lucky.
Exactly. So okay.
I got lucky.
Try and do some research, see if anyone else has had some good feedback or good reviews on the product you're buying.
You want to see how many times I jumped on and looked through those Amazon reviews? And people went, "It's the same piece. It's the same piece. It's the same piece."
And they're like, "I know. It seems too good to be true, but it really."
Yeah, I went down and looked at reviews, and it was good. So that's kind of where I'm going with that. That was pretty impressive, and so okay, that was rare. You know, and I'm not worried about a warranty on it. It's an old fridge.
Yeah.
You know, we're fine. You know, and when we get the new fridge for the new kitchen,
we'll get a warranty.
That's going to be
it,
that's going to be the new beer fridge outside. I'm not worried about it. It'll be fine.
Keep the beer cold. That's what I want.
That's what it's there for, you know? So that'll be good. Will I hook the ice maker out in the garage? Most likely though, because why not have extra ice for those barbecues
and parties
and stuff. Yeah. That thing cranks the ice out. I'm going to use that to my best, fullest extent. Well, man, we had one thing I wanted to talk about here, too, is had some fun shooting some more Good Day Oregon segments here. So those are going to be airing soon, and I got to take a look and see when those air. But I did one with my friends with Sense, and that's the home energy monitoring guys. And so you're like, what is a home energy monitoring? What
that
is.
It saves you money.
It does. So it's a little box that mounts in my breaker panel, and it's got two little clamps that go around the outside of your leads of the power coming in, both hot lines coming in, and then it grabs power off of a double pole breaker, and then it grabs your Wi-Fi, and it uses artificial intelligence to literally tell you every single watt of energy being burned in your house.
Where it's being burned and
all of it. It will sense. It will go. You know, when I was back there in Boston, we talked about it, but I was back in Boston hanging out with them at their Cambridge main offices, and we logged into my system. They're like, "Hey, what's your name and password?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay, let's log in." CEO went there and goes, "Oh, so you got a front load washing machine, I see." I'm like, "How do you know that?" He goes, "Well, you see how the motor turns on there? That cycle on the electrical is what a front load washing machine looks like." And I'm like, "That's kind of creepy." And he goes, "Oh, you got one of those too. You got one of those too." Okay. I'm dealing with the computer guy that can look at how the power's, you know. And so
I can tell you plug in your phone charger into this outlet.
Oh, yeah. No, they can. And so it's cool though, because now you see though what's costing you energy. Now I've got an old, you know, a Amana, you know, bottom mount freezer that's costing me money in the garage. It's getting to the point, you can look at it right there. Mm-hmm. It's getting to the point where this thing is probably costing me money. I could buy a new one and save money. It's starting to get to that point where it's getting to be too expensive. And it'll go away soon. And when we get that one, I'll have no problem of getting that one hauled off. But you can start to see what those things cost you and how it saves you money. And it'll also start to catch, though, and that's something that they had caught when I was there in the studio, that it caught actually an electrical fault on somebody's air conditioning while I was there. And they could see where the motor had failed, and they actually called them and said, "Hey, by the way, your motor on your AC system is failing."
That's actually
so. That was pretty cool.
Where can people see that Good Day Oregon segment?
That'll be up on Around the House with Eric G. Facebook. We'll have it up soon. Hey, when we come back, let's talk about some other segments I did as soon as we return.
Finished with my man because he couldn't help me with my mind. People think I'm insane because I am proud.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single week, weekends, 24/7. If you jump over to our Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder. You can check out Eric's little 1 minute tips. He puts those up on the Facebook page throughout the week. So those are something good to look out for.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we can catch those on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So you can catch them all right there. So, oh, and I've got something else that's going to be fun. Remember we had Roger Wakefield on, our plumber?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be down in his neck of the woods next month. So I'm going to try to meet up with him down there and maybe do some recording, maybe show up on his YouTube channel. We're going to try to do something here early. It'll probably air early July, sometime around there. So stay tuned for that one. I was literally, we were figuring this out on his live stream this last week.
I'm jealous that you're going to, we're not talking much about this thing that we've been dealing with for months, but you get to travel and I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, going to Dallas for a couple days. So that'll be fun. So get down there and see your old neighbors. And then more importantly, got a few errands to run down there. We'll leave it at that.
Some until business.
We
mix
them in. Yeah, we'll have some good time. But anyway, going to meet up with Roger down there. Looking forward to that. So we were figuring out on his, he was on his Instagram. No, Instagram. We were on.
You guys do LinkedIn, don't you?
Yeah, he's doing a LinkedIn feed today. Today? Yeah, it was today, actually, we were talking about it. So anyway, it'll be a good time. So I wanted to talk about, real quick, you know, the Morgan Day Oregon segment and give people the right credits for this week because we did this a few weeks ago or a few months ago.
We talked about it on the show when it was going on.
We just hadn't aired it yet, and it just sometimes it just takes a while for them to get edited and everything else. And there's been a lot in the news, so when there's a lot in the news, it's hard to get those guys to get.
It pushes off the lifestyle stuff a little bit from time to time. We know how it is.
Yeah, we know how it is. So it happens. And so anyway, we finally aired it. This was my front door makeover where I took my 1977 kind of groovy mid-century door that was just a boring cream color.
Mm-hmm.
And we painted it Lioness, which is the 2020 color of the year from our friends over at Miller Paint. And got that painted up. Man, that paint was like butter. I really enjoyed it. Dried super quick, which was good for TV. And laid out really nice. I was really happy with that.
Now, a couple months later, how's it held up?
It's done well.
Nice.
I've got a couple areas that, to be honest, I haven't put my third coat on it because I wanted to do some touch-up areas and stuff because, you know, when you're doing TV, you're trying to rush it. And yeah. I was trying to – I got it up as soon as it was close enough to get my hand on it. And it was really soft. And so I have a couple little dings and stuff in a couple areas that I want to touch up and get it perfect. So,
but it's a real eye-catcher, I'll say that.
Yeah, I can now say when people come by, you know, look for big, the yellow door.
Yeah, big yellow door.
You got it. And then – you know, this was the fun part, was putting in Baldwin lock sets with the touchscreen and the Z-Wave technology. And people go, Z-Wave technology, what are you talking about? So these are smart door locks. And what I like about these smart door locks are that I can unlock and lock with my phone. I can look and see on my phone if they're locked and unlocked. They have a touchscreen that you touch when you come in. So when you want to put your code in, if you're just going to do that instead of using a key, you can have a key too, but you put the code in. Why I like the touchscreen is if you get the lesser expensive locks out there, you'll see them in the home improvement stores. They'll have the numbers where you push the number on it. Well, those numbers wear. So I have walked up to friends' houses before.
And you can tell what their code is.
I can see that, wow, you're 1, you're 5, you're 7, and you're 9. Those get used a lot.
Wonder why.
I'm inside your house. So what I like about this lock set is you come up and touch it with your hand, and it gives you 2 random numbers on there. Because that's another way how you can get into somebody's phone, is I can breathe on it, kind of look and see the fingerprints, and go, oh, you're one of those 4 numbers because of the oil on your phone cover.
Yep.
Or your, you know, the face screen. Of your phone, yeah. The screen. So this, you put in 2 random numbers, which are not your code numbers generally, and you put those in, and then it'll come up and give you the pad. So then you can put your code in.
So you're marking more spots on it, and it's always a different spot on
correct.
The screen.
So it's just making it harder to
better
get into.
Better security. Yeah,
it's better security that way. And then on top of it, you've got that Z-Wave technology is super good for technology and security. It's super secure. It's one of the most secure ways to do locking. The disadvantage with it is that when you're dealing with smart homes, really, there's a lot of smart home hubs that don't work with Z-Wave.
Okay. It's just not there yet.
Well, they just don't deal with it because it's harder technology to work with because it's more secure. In my case, the Samsung SmartThings home, the hub, worked with it.
Oh, nice.
Which is great. So now I can run everything from, you know, my Lutron shades to my lights to any of this other stuff. My locks, I have an outdoor outlet for my lights that are on the back that you probably saw a few weeks ago that I put up on that quick little Morgan to Oregon segment I did. I've got an outlet for that that I can control outside. So these are all things that I can control with my smart home device. And then you set scenes up. I can now say goodnight and it will turn everything off, shut my blinds, make sure the doors are locked. It'll do all those things, which is kind of cool.
And you can do it all from your bed as you're going to bed. You don't have to worry. Get into bed and you're like, oh, did I lock the door? Exactly. One thing I was thinking, so the only thing that I think this might be, I don't know if it's missing because I don't know the product. Yeah. Does it have a camera?
That does not.
Okay.
But so, I have a Ring doorbell that has a camera.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, well, I mean, it'd be cool if maybe like you could combine those into one thing there.
It would be, but this runs off four AA batteries.
There's not enough power source to run a camera
just,
all the
it
time.
Would just be, it would be a mess.
Yeah.
It would be a mess.
But at least you have the, because I was just trying to think, like, okay, what if your, you know, your kid lost their keys or they don't have a code or whatever reason.
Well, the cool thing is that one, you could give them your code. Two, you could set up a code on there as well, where if you jump into that, you could set up a code where
it'll expire in an hour. Or something.
You'll give them
like
limited
that.
Access, but more importantly, you can just unlock it with your phone.
You can do it, but I mean, well, that's what I was thinking. Like, you have to have the Ring to be able to see that they're there or something. But
they
if it was all built
you,
in, it would. Cool.
Yeah, it's all cool, but it's the power kind of thing that you have to worry about. It's the power thing that's going to get you.
But it doesn't have the source, the energy.
Just four batteries is going to last you not a day, probably.
No.
You know, and so,
especially if it's storing stuff as well.
Absolutely. So anyway, that was a fun one that turned out really well, and those locks are awesome. And I like the added security because that's one of those things that make things so much more safer. So, hey, coming up in our next few shows, we've got some good stuff coming up ahead here. I'm going to be dragging in Skip Bedell is going to come on. I'm working with Damon Bennett from Homes on Homes fame. So we've got a lot of new people coming up. So stay tuned for some big stars coming your way. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
And you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
It's Eric G. from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast. Tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.